Caitlin. I'm an alcoholic. And my sobriety date is May 25th of this year, not too long. I have a sponsor and a home group, which I'm looking for a new one because I can't usually make this group. But luckily for everyone, my class ended early today. So I'm here. It's my first time speaking, and it's been a bit of a emotional day, so I'll try to keep it together. What it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, I guess, huh? All right. I was born in Tampa, right over in Tampa General, and it was awesome. I lived here till I was like 8 years old, and I moved to New Jersey. Yay. And there was actually like my parents are divorced, so there was a big custody battle with that. And I remember my mom came up to me one day, and she was like, "Where would you rather live, New York City or Tampa?" And like Tampa was kind of like old hat for me, so I was like, "Big lights, New York City, that sounds like the way to go." And then I wound up in a small suburb in New Jersey. So I got, like, felt like I kind of got played there. And I was actually, like, pretty resentful about that for a really long time. I'm over it now, but it took a while. So, yeah, everything was good till I moved to New Jersey. And up there, I was, like, kind of pretty weird, you know, like 50 degrees and I'm in a parka, and I was just like didn't fit in, which I guess is pretty common, people not feeling like they fit in here. And I got like a lot of abuse starting when I moved up there, and just was always really anxious and trying to fit in, and just not, it wasn't working. But the way I found was I decided to become kind of like the resident badass of my elementary school. And so I kind of became like the kid that you went to if you wanted anything. And like that started out with like pencils and erasers, because it was like third grade. But it did escalate. It didn't stay with that, school supplies. You know, like bikes and then, you know, other stuff. And I remember, like, my desire to fit in was, like, so great that we had this, like, you know, dare? It really worked. So we had to write, like, an essay. There was an essay contest about, like, why you're not going to do drugs and drink. And I won. And I was already doing drugs and drinking at that point. And they were like, they wanted me to read it in front of the entire school. And I was like, nah, that'll mess with my street cred. So I had somebody else read it. But, I was pretty good, you know, and it was not too much of a big deal. You know, by the end of high school, I was pretty much a daily drinker, didn't go to a lot of classes, but I still passed and did well. Actually missed, like, too much school to technically graduate, but I had good grades, so I did. And ended up going to the University of Vermont on a hockey scholarship, because I play hockey. And that was, like, really cold up there. And, so when I moved to Vermont, that's when things got pretty out of hand. I got, like, a pretty bad injury, so hockey was kind of, like, the only thing that was keeping me from, like, going too much off the end, which my friends would probably disagree. They thought I was probably, like, way gone before that, but I was still able to graduate high school, so they're clearly wrong. But after the injury, there was, like, pretty much nothing that I was, like, that was, like, stopping me from doing anything. And the way the scholarship worked was, like, they pay for your house and like, your food and stuff. And my mom didn't know that. So I was like, Mom, you have to pay my rent. And so she gave me, like, money every month for that, which was, like, pretty sweet because I didn't want to have a job, obviously. And so it was just, like, a lot of... I mean, I started out, like, pretty fun when I was drunk. Like, I would rap MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This. Just a general good time. And that went away real quick. And then it became, like, don't invite Caitlin because she's going to steal everything. And then help you look for it. It was, like, that's, like, what we do, I guess. And then it became, let's not invite, well, this, I'm getting ahead of myself, all right. So a lot of me doing bad things, not remembering much, but I was on the hockey team, so it was like, they're like, they go hard, you know, like, but they only do it like one day a week. I went hard every day, but like that one day a week that they did it with me, like, at least the next day they could piece it together for me and tell me what happened. But when I was my first year of college, my best friend called me. It was, like, 3 a.m, and I answered the phone, and she basically told me that she was going to commit suicide. And I was like... Oh, like, I didn't. So what I did was, I was like, well, I'm going to need to get really drunk right now and use some other substances. And then I decided that I was going to go stop her. Instead of, like, calling somebody that could actually do that. So she died that night while I was there. And, just to give you, like, a little glimpse of kind of my unmanageability and just what I was like, she was in the next room, and I was going through her entire house looking for anything that I could sell, drink, or use. And so that's where the disease gets me, is not good places. And I've tried to get sober before, and I went to, like, a rehab, and I did pretty well, and made it, like, almost a year, and, like, but I had, like, secrets still that I was still trying to keep, and that didn't go over well. I drank, and so just a lot of unmanageability, and things were just kind of getting worse and worse. I hated myself, and I was kind of always trying to drink to, like, make myself okay with what I'd done, pretty much. And you know, I had, like, certain things I said I would never do, and my standards couldn't get lowered fast enough for me to keep up with them. So, yeah, went to rehab, and I already said that, I think. But before that, I was engaged, and I was, like, with this guy since high school, and 5 minutes, I get to the solution. All right. So, my fiancé died, and so I'm going to just go ahead and jump forward and juxtapose what I was like and what I'm like today. I got sober because I wanted to die. I hated myself, and I just didn't want to hurt people anymore. And so May 25th, I got sober, and I've been working the steps with my sponsor. I told her everything that I hadn't told anyone before, and when I was doing my fourth step, you know, she was like, "How free do you want to be?" And she had me write down top of every page, and I wanted to be free, so I told her everything, and it was all right. Like, you know, I felt like crap afterwards, but she was like super happy, and happy people were on my resentment list, so I was like, this isn't gonna work out. But I'm still with her. I stuck it out. And so today, I think is a pretty good picture of how far I've come in just like 4 months and what this program can do. I did put my dog to sleep today. It was like 3 o'clock. And my grandma and my dad took her to the vet, and they were like, "Do you want to go?" And I knew what was going to happen. She was, like, really not doing well. And I was like, "No, I don't want to go." And so they left, and they took her. And, like, I was sitting there, and I was like, this is exactly what I've always done. Like, when something happens and when people need me to be there, I just don't. And I just do whatever I can to run away. And so after like 10 minutes of sitting around thinking about that, and I was like, I'm going to feel like crap later because I didn't go. I wasn't there. And so I went, and I was there. And, you know, like, my grandma and my dad were super upset, and so was I. I was, like, on my way to the vet, and, like, fucking Meatloaf was playing, and I was like a hot mess crying and stuff, and I was like, "Meatloaf." And then Michael Bolton came on. It was just like, got me. But I was like, I was able to be there, and, you know, I was able to, like, get outside of myself and help my family. And, you know, I never would have been able to do that before. And it's just amazing to me, like, you know, it's such, like, it's, like, really sad, but, like, today just made me realize how far I've come, because I could be there, I could think about other people instead of myself, and just, like, I feel okay, like, things are gonna be all right, you know, and, like, I just help people now, and it's like crazy. And my first thought wasn't to, like, go get a drink. Like, I probably would have gone to, like, get drink and drugs, but I got, like, a pie. Like, I went and got a pie afterwards, and I was, like, eating my pie and listening to Michael Bolton. And that's, like, a lot healthier than what I would have done. So, I don't know what else to say. I mean, for me, like, coming here and just, like, not wanting to die, and not, like, that would have been enough for me, but, like, it's so much more than that. And, like, I was able to, like, call people today, and, like, they were able to help me and just be there, and I was able to be there for other people, and it's just, it's amazing, and I wouldn't have had any of that without this. So...